despite a high demand for workers and the fact that Florida's unemployment rate in the hospitality industry is still 24% above pre-pandemic lows, employers and employees cannot seem to come together. What will it take? We're joined now by Wendy Rhodes, senior politics and economy reporter at the Palm Beach Post. Wendy, so how do we bridge the gap?
What the employers are trying to do right now is try to figure out how to attract employees without paying a lot more money. So they're offering other types of benefits. They're offering bonuses. They're offering enhanced health care. They're offering different types of incentives, maybe free food, you know, for restaurant employees that work a certain shift. They're trying to find ways that will attract people without actually paying them more money per hour.
We're speaking with Wendy Rhodes, senior politics and economy reporter at the Palm Beach Post, part of the USA Today network. She's written a story entitled "Florida's Hospitality Industry: Employers Need Workers, Workers Need Jobs. What's the problem?" Boy, there was a staggering stat in your story, too. You said about, or I guess it was the AFL-CIO in Florida that said about 90% of the state's 1.5 million hospitality workers found themselves unemployed at some point last year. What about now? What's that number now? Any feel?
I'm not sure what it is in the entire hospitality sector, but I will say, for example, with the Unite Here Local 355, which is one of the 500 members of the Florida AFL-CIO. They deal with employees that work at restaurants, at hotels, at places like that. I know they're telling me that 75% of their union members still haven't been rehired.
No kidding.
So it's still pretty high, and they represent about 34,000 people, so that's a lot.
Yeah. So to look at a different side of the coin, what's it mean for, tourists or customers in Florida who might stay at a hotel or eat at a restaurant?
Well, what we're finding here is that some hotels haven't even reopened. So you have, for example, the Diplomat in Hollywood on Hollywood Beach. It's the largest hotel in Broward County. It's 1,000 rooms. It still hasn't reopened. And what you're also seeing is restaurants are either opening later in the day, they're closing earlier in the evening. Sometimes they're closing for a few hours just at random times in the middle of the day because they don't have people to cover the shift.
Wow.
So as a consumer, you may go to a restaurant and that restaurant's closed. And you're saying, well, why is this restaurant closed? Well, stick around. It might be open in 2 hours when somebody shows up, right?
Jeez.
But they just don't have the employees.
And they, the owners or the managers, I mean, they have to do some sort of calculation, I guess, to figure out at what point it makes sense to open or close.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the problem that restaurants have, this is what I have been told by restaurant owners, is that they work on a very slim profit margin.
Yeah.
So while it's easy to say on paper, you know, pay people a living wage, pay people $15 an hour, pay people, you know, whatever, they can't necessarily afford to do that. They don't have enough profit built in to be able to do that. So they're really at kind of a stalemate between these employers and these employees.
Thanks, Wendy. Wendy Rhodes, senior politics and economy reporter at the Palm Beach Post, part of the USA Today network.